Today, I have the pleasure of interviewing Mike McSudie, co-founder of PostRocket, a social media tool that I use frequently to better target my Facebook fans. If you're someone who has a business and maintains a Facebook page, and you're always pushing out updates to fans, but you're getting minimal engagement, this means a low number of likes, comments, and shares, then you'll be interested in the tips and recommendations provided by our guest. Mike, thanks for joining us. So I want to start off by asking you, can you start off by telling us a little bit more about your background in social media tools like Facebook and as an entrepreneur, how you started PostRocket?
Thanks for having me, Christian. Yeah, so it's been an interesting little journey these last couple of years. Me and my co-founders started out with a couple different ideas, got into a little bit of consulting with some big brands and some celebrities, and actually were able to find a lot of success with what we're doing. Over time, we were getting more and more clients and we just couldn't handle it. We started hiring a bunch of interns to help us shoulder the workload. But after a while, we kind of just said, hey, why don't we just try to build a product that embodies everything that we're doing with consulting? So that's kind of what led us to start PostRocket. The idea was just to take exactly what we were doing and build it into a product that would be accessible to everybody.
Very cool. So why would somebody need PostRocket over, say, scheduling updates through Facebook? What is the value proposition that your tool provides?
I look at it as kind of like a two-pronged value proposition. Basically, it's about convenience and it's about performance. If you've tried scheduling posts on Facebook, it's really kind of a pain. All the drop-down menus to pick the month, the day, the year, the time. And on top of that, when you're using Facebook to schedule a post, you really have no basis for when you're scheduling it besides when you think a good time would be. And most people don't really use their Facebook insights to try to figure out the best time. So what we do is do that for you. So when you post through PostRocket, you're able to just automatically schedule the posts. And based on your fans and people similar to your fans and your page's performance in the past, we'll schedule them for the best time so that you can get the most reach, engagement, and things like that. So it's about performance and convenience. And we have a bunch of new advanced features too that we're going to be rolling out over the next few weeks and months that are really tailored more towards bigger brands and agencies and really like advanced features for performance in specific.
So you mentioned you've got a lot of new features being rolled out for bigger brands. Can you tell me about some of the different plans that you currently offer, if those are going to stay around, and what you charge to use PostRocket?
Yeah, so right now we do have like a pricing page up there, but it's actually a bit outdated. We will be updating it. We actually haven't really been charging any of the smaller pages to use PostRocket yet, despite the fact that this is a 30-day free trial. I'm sure you've probably enjoyed a much longer free trial than that. So we're going to just do a basic price per page model. There will be a free version if you'd like to use it for one page. But the general idea is it's just going to be a small fee per page, per month subscription. I mean, we don't want to charge an arm and a leg for this service. We really just want to help people do a lot better on their Facebook page.
So you just mentioned that if I have one Facebook page, I'll be able to use this. If I have multiple pages, I'll be able to use this, but there'll be a small fee. Do you calculate also the number of fans when you're doing that? So for example, if my free page had 50,000 fans, would that be priced any differently?
Yeah, so for the price per page, we're going to start it at $10 a month, and most people will probably fall into that category. And as the number of likes goes up significantly, then we'll charge slightly more. But like I said, I mean, we're not trying to make too much money off the small guys. It's the real advanced features that we're building out that are tailored toward the bigger brands that we look at as our money makers.
So you've got a lot of experience in working with Facebook tools. So are there any misconceptions about the Facebook newsfeed that surprises you the most?
Oh, yeah, there are a ton. One of the biggest ones, actually, I wrote a post about this, I think like a week or two ago, is, I mean, there's a lot of noise going on around Facebook EdgeRank, which for people that don't know is the filtering algorithm that decides what people see in the newsfeed. And a lot of people think that it's bad. I think the issue is that Facebook didn't do a good job from the beginning of educating people that it existed, because it's existed since pages exist. It's existed since there's been a news feed, because people are so active on Facebook. There's so many stories being created that if they showed you everything, it would be a never-ending stream of stuff that you mostly don't care about, like probably what your Twitter stream is if you follow a ton of people. It's just so hard to sort through the mess and find what you actually like. So that, and really, it's the filtering algorithm that makes Facebook so great. It's what makes it so engaging and what makes people coming back to Facebook every day and wasting hours upon hours of their life. And people see it as bad because on average, brands are reaching like 16% of their fans. But it's actually really good. And it's good because it's a double-edged sword, and it rewards the pages that are doing Facebook marketing right and providing value to their fans and engaging their fans, and it punishes the people that don't. So people can complain about it all they want, but the fact of the matter is that if you're doing Facebook right, you're going to see tons of positive things come out of it. You're going to be able to refer tons of traffic back to your site. You're going to be able to convert fans into customers. I mean, it's just the opportunity that EdgeRank gives you is so great. I mean, if you look at it, people claim that they want an unfiltered feed, and I laugh at those people and say, if you saw it, you'd be sick of seeing about all your friends playing Words with Friends and every single one of their Instagram pictures. EdgeRank really is a good thing, and I don't think Facebook would be the company that it is today without EdgeRank.
I'm really glad you brought up EdgeRank and how you talked about the importance of knowing that your Facebook newsfeed is filtered. I mean, a lot of people, you know, they have that misconception that they're supposed to see everything, and, you know, it's not possible. So I want to move on to a new product, and this is Facebook Graph Search. I know it's new. I've been trying it out, but what are your thoughts on it?
Graph search is interesting. It really is interesting. I think it's a big time game changer. I know a lot of people are asking whether or not it's a Google killer. I don't think it's a Google killer. I think that there's definitely sometimes where the use cases kind of overlap, but for the most part, I think it really is unique to Facebook, and Google will be Google and Facebook will be Facebook. I've tried it out a lot. I'm in the beta. I've actually probably wasted a good few hours of my life already on it. I don't know if you noticed on the left side, the left-hand column, there's a new link there that says browse. And if you click on that, it'll actually give you like some random graph search. Have you tried that?
Yeah, I have actually.
Oh my God. It's so interesting. Like, I know like ones that are like photos of my friends that are like taken in national parks or restaurants that my friends like, or friends of my friends, whatever it may be. It's really interesting. And I think that the key thing behind this in terms of how it relates back to Facebook pages is that it's really a new discovery tool. I feel like Facebook kind of lacked that for a while. There always has been like a pages browser where you go, like, I think it was just like facebook.com/pages/browse, where they just like show you a bunch of like popular pages that you could possibly like, but there's never any relevancy behind that. And that's really the power of Facebook, is that it knows so much about you. It knows so much about your friends. I mean, I always joke with people that, like, I think Facebook actually knows me better than I know myself. That's really where the power of graph search comes in. I think that it's going to give a lot of pages the opportunity to be discovered by friends of fans that otherwise probably wouldn't ever actually discover them. So I think it'll be interesting. I mean, it's obviously early. I know a lot of people haven't gotten it, haven't tried it out, but I had a beer with a guy from Facebook a couple weeks ago, and he was like, yeah, graph search is, he worked on it, and he was like, graph search is good now, but in 3 years, you'll really see what graph search is all about and the power that is behind it. So I'm interested. It'll be cool to see what they do with it.
Yeah, I'm definitely interested in Facebook graph search too. I think that it's really going to intrigue people once they really start to, you know, try and experience it. They're going to, you know, come up with all sorts of different search queries that they can do on Facebook to really, you know, delve into actually who their friends are. So moving on to the next question here, most people believe that in order to be successful, you need a large team. You know, you mentioned earlier how, you know, you started PostRocket with another friend. How big is the team that you work with, and how do you maximize the daily responsibilities of marketing your product?
Yeah, so it's definitely interesting as a startup. We have a small team. We're a team of three full-time co-founders. After that, it kind of fluctuates based on what we need. So there have been times where we've had as many as, say, 10 other people on the team doing part-time contractor work, interns, some people that came on full-time for a short period to help us out. Right now, we're three full-time and two contractors. But yeah, it's fluctuated over time. In terms of maximizing my personal responsibility, where I sort of sit on the marketing end and business end of things, for me, my focus really, all it comes down to is building relationships. And whether that's through personal touch with the press, big brands, agencies, bloggers, or reaching out to other people like through our blog, it's really my focus is just to build relationships and educate people about Facebook marketing, because a lot of people struggle with their Facebook page.
Speaking of Facebook marketing and struggling with your Facebook page, what advice would you offer for page owners to improve their engagement on their Facebook page? I mean, we talked earlier about how people didn't know about EdgeRank and how it was actually filtering out results in their newsfeed, and people were complaining about how, you know, they were not getting their content seen. So what advice do you have that you can offer?
I could make it simple and say, use PostRocket, read our blog, we'll keep you up to date and we'll help you do the best. But just in general, I think that the important thing here is on Facebook is to just test out new things, stay up to date with what's going on, and measure what happens. I think one of the big flaws that people have, everywhere from a small page from the restaurant down the street or the big company, big billion-dollar company, I don't think people actually utilize Facebook Insights properly. I think that people don't appreciate the vast amount of data that Facebook shares with us. If you ever go and export insights, you'll see from a page level standpoint or a post level standpoint, they tell you absolutely everything. This doesn't happen like anywhere else. Like think about it. If you're on Twitter, like you have no idea like how many people actually like saw your tweet. You know like the potential, but like you have no idea. If you can actually just use Facebook Insights and figure out what's working, what's not working, and iterate from there, you'll be able to go a long way.
You know, I definitely agree with you there. A lot of people don't use Facebook Insights. They go by, you know, just the number of likes they have on their page or the couple of shares or likes they get on a post. And, you know, that's not really going to provide them with any solid information on what they need to do to move forward. So, you know, I value the information you've shared. And by the way, you know, your product and your blog, I mean, I love reading, you know, your blog. I mean, you have some really great content.
Thank you.
A lot of our listeners, you know, they're budding entrepreneurs. They're people that want to start their own business. Is there any advice that you can offer to them as far as like what helped you out?
Yeah. I mean, it's tough to give this advice without sounding really, really cliche, but it all gets down to the basics. I mean, work hard. I mean, as an entrepreneur, the highs are high and the lows are much lower. What separates really anybody that has any sort of success at all are the people that are able to sort of fight through those lows, those low lows, and make it through. I mean, there's always light on the other end of the tunnel. And I think if you just work hard and try to provide value to a bunch of people, then in the end, you'll be able to find some success.
When you launched PostRocket, were there any major hurdles that you had to overcome?
Yeah, we had a bunch of issues, too many issues to count, to be honest.
Well, I guess what was like one of the main ones?
One of the big ones I would say that we had was building a company on top of another platform is very, very difficult. Facebook does a lot of things to try to help you, but the fact of the matter is that when you're playing in somebody else's garden, it's a lot of things can change very quickly and it can affect you in ways that are totally out of your control. So for us, we had a lot of issues with the Facebook API. in terms of pulling massive amounts of data from all the pages that we're connected to. We track data from over 50,000 pages that span over to 400 million Facebook fans. It's tough to do that. We've experienced a lot of issues with pulling and storing this data. We've done in the last 6 months a complete and total revamp of our backend, and it's been interesting. Yeah, it's definitely probably the biggest hurdle we faced is just when you're building on top of somebody else's platform, there are a lot of things that are out of your control.
So you mentioned, you know, having to deal with changes from Facebook. I have a question for you. So if users find bugs or they want to make suggestions about new features or they want to help PostRocket out, where can they send this information to?
Me. I'm more than happy to receive emails for any of this stuff. Anybody can reach out to me directly, mike@getpostrocket.com. And yeah, in terms of requesting features, there's this great company called User Voice. It's another startup. Probably every startup uses them as a feedback tool and suggestions tool. So if you go to postrocket.uservoice.com, that's U-S-E-R-V-O-I-C-E, then there you can see all the other suggestions that people have made in terms of like feature ideas. You can vote on them. And we use that as a way to say, okay, a bunch of people want this feature. All right, we'll build it. So that's a great tool, a great way to give back feedback and suggest features.
So you've told us how we can send in bugs and also how we can make suggestions. Where can listeners get PostRocket?
Well, you can get PostRocket at getpostrocket.com. So yeah, you can see all the sort of features and stuff there. There's free trial, free version too as well. We'll be releasing extensions for Chrome, Firefox, and Safari in hopefully the next probably 3 or 4 days. And yeah, so you'll be able to use PostRocket as an extension in your browser, and it'll be great. So give it a try and give me some feedback. Let me know what we're doing right, and more importantly, what we're doing wrong, what we can fix.
So that concludes our interview with Mike Matsudi, the co-founder of PostRocket. Mike, it's been a pleasure interviewing you today. Thank you for giving me the ability to get a little more information on PostRocket and to share it with listeners.
Thanks so much for having me, Christian. It's been a blast.
Guys, make sure you check out getpostrocket.com. And also, don't forget to sign up for Mike's blog. That's also what? Getpostrocket.com as well, Michael?
Yeah, blog.getpostrocket.com.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Christian.